The music seasons are starting to get going, and the music series at St. David's Church is no exception. That formally begins on September the 18th, runs through to mid-May next year. This is at St. David's Church on Rowland Avenue. The music director there is Douglas Buchanan. It's always a pleasure to welcome you. Thanks for coming back in.
It's wonderful to be here, Judith.
So Evensong will open up the series and close it, which seems to make a lot of sense because obviously the church's music program's main focus is the liturgical one. And it seems that you offer sort of two for the price of one with the Evensong services.
That's what we like to think. We try to give a little bit of something for everyone. Some people are familiar with Evensong, some people aren't, but what we like to provide is an afternoon and early evening of music. All the Evensong and recital packets begin at 4:30, and they begin with about a half-hour prelude recital. And these could be vocal recitals, they could be instrumental recitals. We've got a whole gamut of things that are coming your way. And then it's followed at about 5 o'clock with the service of Evensong, which, if you haven't experienced before, is a lovely way to end the day filled with song and choral music and sort of dim lighting that just helps you slip into the evening in a really wonderful way.
So then looking at the First Friday series, as its name suggests, the first Friday of each month, and I look forward very much to talking to you in detail about the Argus String Quartet, the ensemble in residence, when their first concert comes up. In the meanwhile, just tell me a bit about Trio Appassionato.
Trio Appassionato is a great group. They're Peabody grads, and they've really rocketed off to some well-deserved fame, performing at Carnegie Hall and many other places. They've really made a name for themselves and have also started doing recordings and accumulating a number of works that are written just for their group to perform. And they'll actually be performing one of these by one of the trio members at the performance on February 3rd, 2017. This is a really interesting performance that they're doing. It's called Passacaglia, Walking the Streets of Time, where they look at the Passacaglia form that sort of arose out of a European dance style in the Baroque era, and it's been transformed all through the ages. People might know the Bach Passacaglias, or there's Shostakovich ones. There's all sorts of different takes on this form. So they're sort of taking us on a time-traveling journey through these different ways of walking down this form.
I'm interested in the collaboration with the Handel Choir of Baltimore. Is this a first?
As far as we know, I think this is the first time that Handel Choir of Baltimore and the St. David's Choir have joined forces, as it were. We'll be doing that on March 3rd, 2017. And it's a wonderful offering of music that's from their farm-to-table program, where they're taking sort of locally sourced music and musicians and weaving together this really compelling program of music, mostly contemporary and many pieces with Baltimore ties. I've written a piece for them. There's other pieces that will be presented on this program with Baltimore composer Natalie Draper, Maryland composer Dale Trumbore, a variety of other pieces. It should be a really fascinating program to listen to.
As usual, there will be the Bach Marathon, as well as many other offerings. Full details of the 2016-17 music season at St. David's at stdavidsrowlandpark.com. Just click on the music menu and you will find that. They're also on Facebook, and this all begins on September the 18th at 4700 Rowland Avenue. Such a pleasure to talk to their music director, Douglas Buchanan. Thanks as always.
It's wonderful to be here.